This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 24th, 2025. Get ready for Ham Radio Open House to help promote amateur radio science and technology and to honor the 100th anniversary of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. ARRL is inviting radio clubs and schools to organize a Ham Radio Open House in April, built around World Amateur Radio Day on April 18th. The event is intended to highlight the amateur radio service for its development and practice of the latest radio communications and technology, and as a hands-on pathway into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields for the next generation. In April, amateur radio clubs, school stations, and other groups will have the opportunity to advance public knowledge about ham radio by welcoming their communities into their stations for the Ham Radio Open House as part of the World Amateur Radio Day. The focus will be on scientific advancement and demonstrating cutting-edge technology. This is a chance not only to shape the conversation about modern ham radio, but also to show how it serves as a stepping stone and a testbed for many young people pursuing STEM education and future high-tech careers. ARRL has teamed up with HamSci, Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, and the science community organization SciStarter to invite the public to participate in 1 million acts of science during April, which is Citizen Science Month. By hosting a ham radio open house at your group station on April 18th, you'll introduce individuals who might never otherwise find out about today's amateur radio, where science and technology intersect with fun and learning. ARRL Public Relations and Outreach Manager Sierra Harrop, W5DX, said ARRL is excited to work with HamSci and SciStarter on this project. This is an exciting opportunity to really reclaim the public's image of ham radio and show them the modern, cutting-edge technology that's in use by many amateurs, she said. Clubs are encouraged to showcase the latest weak signal modes, such as FT8 using WSJT-X or other digital modes. This could be a great opportunity to explore new areas of amateur radio and demonstrate how the service is at the cutting edge of electrical engineering. Look for resources to help organize and promote the event soon, and you can find details at www.arrl.org/World Amateur Radio Day. 37 amateur radio clubs benefited from $500,502 in grants through the ARRL Club Grant Program to implement projects that educate, recruit, train, and promote amateur radio in their communities. Funding for the grants comes from Amateur Radio Digital Communications, ARDC. There were 110 applicants to the 2024 ARRL Club Grant Program, with applicants from ARRL divisions and 40 states, requesting nearly $1.6 million in support in amounts ranging from as small as $1,000 to as large as the maximum $25,000. Funds were distributed to the clubs in December of 2024. Some examples of the work that will be accomplished via these grants include upgrades to antennas within Florida's SARnet, a statewide linked UHF repeater network that is used extensively by emergency managers during hurricanes, enhancement of amateur radio-based telemetry systems on board Illinois Space Society projects, and many programs targeting youth outreach. These grants are possible because of a strong partnership between ARRL and ARDC, said ARRL Director of Development Kevin Beal, K8EAL, and they provide transformational impact for the next generation of amateur radio clubs. Pineview School for the Gifted, PVS, in Osprey, Florida, has an opportunity to achieve a historic milestone on Tuesday, January 28th at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's when students and faculty make live contact with astronauts aboard the International Space Station, ISS. The event marks the first time any school in Sarasota County has been selected to take part in the amateur radio on the International Space Station ARIS program and reflects PVS's commitment to inspiring future scientists, engineers, and explorers. Partnering with the Tamiami Amateur Radio Club, TARC, an ARRL-affiliated club in Venice, Florida, PVS will use radios, antennas, and expert operators to facilitate this rare connection. 16 students will engage in a live two-way conversation with astronauts Sunita Lynn Suni Williams, asking questions and receiving answers in real time. The ISS will be in communication range for just about 11 minutes, traveling at over 17,500 miles per hour. The station's equipment and satellite tracking ground station were funded by a grant from the ARRL Foundation, secured by TARC last summer. TARC members will assist in assembling the station and training students in its operations. Connecting with astronauts on the ISS will inspire these students for years to come, emphasizing curiosity, exploration, and the limitless possibilities of science and technology, said TARC President Paul Nienaber, KN4BAR. Nienaber added that TARC has played a pivotal role in preparing for this event by training students, parents, and faculty to earn amateur radio operators' licenses. So far, 13 students and 5 adults at PVS have earned their FCC licenses, paving the way for the establishment of a school amateur radio club. With equipment on long-term loan from TARC, the club will soon operate a fully functional amateur radio station capable of global communication. The Sarasota County School District will live stream the event on its YouTube channel. Camp Family Justice serves the pediatric survivors of violence in Contra Costa, California, providing them with an opportunity to enjoy the outdoors in a safe environment surrounded by support services, including a medical clinic. The camp provides the opportunity for children to decompress, learn resiliency skills, and build a path forward. Children who applied this year and attended last year are now reporting that they worked diligently in school to earn the privilege of attending Camp Family Justice for a second year. Also contributing to Camp Family Justice is Spencer Holmes, KM6SJ, a popular science teacher at Heritage High School in Brentwood, California, and advisor for the school's amateur radio club, W6HHS. A few weeks ago, Holmes brought a box of radios to the camp. The kids were excited, said Holmes. They had a lot of questions, and two campers took two GMRS radios and talked to each other for hours. Holmes also set up a mini HF station, and he was able to make contact with several stations and allowed the youth to talk on a first-name basis with other amateur radio operators. Clearly, it was chaotic fun, he said, but it allowed them to enjoy a safe environment and a sense of community. Holmes is only one of the only teachers in the state to receive national supporting grants from ARRL to facilitate radio communication education. Some of the kids will be cycling through again this year to Camp Family Justice. Holmes thinks he might start talking about how to become an amateur radio operator and how he can make that happen. Holmes is known for his dedication to education and his long-standing commitment to the East County community. What makes this year at Camp Family Justice especially meaningful for him is an unexpected reunion with registered nurse Adriana Goyette. Goyette, it turns out, was once Holmes' student at Heritage High School. Both are now giving back to the community, contributing their time and expertise to the camp's violence prevention program. Their story reflects the strength of the East County community, the power of mentorship, the lasting impact of education, and a tip of the hat to amateur radio. Former QST columnist Dr. Emil Pocock, W3EP, has become a silent key. He passed away on January 10, 2025, at the age of 78. From 1992 to 2002, Pocock edited the World Above 50 MHz for ARRL's membership journal QST. He served as a volunteer in the ARRL laboratory for many years. Pocock was first licensed at the age of 12 and found a career as an academic. He was well regarded by colleagues at ARRL as always willing to help and teach. Longtime QST editor Steve Ford, WB8IMY, led the publication during Pocock's tenure. Emil was a respected QST columnist for many years and had extensively studied VHF propagation. His contributions to the amateur community will be missed, said Ford. According to his obituary, Pocock survived by his wife of more than 37 years and two nieces, Rebecca Pocock and Juniper Downs, and their families. A celebration of life will be scheduled in the future. A reminder that Winter Field Day, WFD, hosted by the Winter Field Day Association, is scheduled to run from 1600 UTC, that's 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Saturday, through January 25th, 2159 UTC, that's 4:59 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday, that's on January 26th, 2025. Stations may begin setting up as of 1600 UTC, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on Friday, January 24th. However, cumulative setup time may not exceed 12 hours, and you can review all of the rules at rules-wfda. Also, remember to mark your calendar for the 2025 ARRL Field Day on June 28th and 29th. Additional information for that, visit fieldday@arrl.org. The 76th Annual International DX Convention, sponsored by the Northern California DX Club, will be held at the Visalia Conference Center in Visalia, California, from April 11th through the 13th, 2025. This year's theme is Back to Basics, an opportunity to learn effective tips and techniques to work DX and have fun doing it. The convention will feature a Context Forum, DX Forum, Contest Academy, DX Academy, and the all-new full-day Next Generation DXing program. There are seminars for everyone from the beginning DXer to the seasoned pro. The registration fee for youth of up to 18 years old has been waived and allows free access to the convention programs, forums, and the exhibit halls. Meals, raffle tickets, and bus tours are not included with that free registration. Additionally, shirt orders must be made by 0000 UTC on February 27th, and convention pre-registration ends at 0000 UTC on April 3rd. To register, visit International DX Convention. The National Traffic System NTS 2.0 Subcommittee and its working groups have completed a number of projects and initiatives. Examples include the NTS Treasure Hunt, the Radiogram Portal, certificates, enhancing numbered text and handling instructions, and the creation of the NTS Letter. More projects are planned or in the works. The committee is looking for individuals who would like to help be a part of this exciting initiative. A call-out meeting has been scheduled for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For anyone who's interested in learning more about the future of NTS and NTS 2.0. Read more about the story at ARRL.org, and for questions, contact Phil Temples, K9HI, at K9HI@ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. January 14th was a very good day for satellite launches as SpaceX took 131 different payloads into space. 8 have amateur equipment on board. Of interest are Hades R and Paris T1. Hades R has an FM downlink on 436.888 MHz and an uplink on 145.925 MHz. Which at times may include FSK data up to 1200 BPS, APRS, or FSK telemetry. Paris T1 is a 3U CubeSat dedicated to APRS. It will use 144.640 MHz, 144.390 MHz, and 144.800 MHz. The satellite will record received signal indicator data for each of the received APRS packets and use Global Navigation Satellite System to determine the satellite's location at each reception. The data can then be downloaded to ground stations. Blue Origin launched their first rocket on January 16th, and it attained orbit on their first try. Hopefully, this will give us another vehicle to launch CubeSats. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, January 23rd, the NAQCC CW Sprint, that is CW. January 24th to the 26th, it's the CQ 160-meter contest, that's CW. And also on January 25th through the 26th, the REF contest, that is CW. Remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming Section State and Division Conventions, January 31st through February 1st, it's the Jackson MS Capital City Hamfest 2025, hosting the ARRL Mississippi Section Convention in Jackson, Mississippi. And on February 7th through 9th, the Orlando Hamcation, hosting the ARRL Southern Division Convention, that's in Orlando, Florida. And don't forget to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Cedar Valley Amateur Radio Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.